Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you taking the time and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Earlier today, we had the Central Michigan tight end Tyler Conklin on the show, and now we're going to be joined with Washington Huskies tight end Will Dissly in a fantastic game. We spoke briefly yesterday, and we were able to arrange a show today, but in a kind of touch base, so you guys can find a little bit more about what he brings to the table, because in a very short amount of time, he's probably going to be protecting and blocking for your quarterback of your favorite team, your running back for your favorite team. But with that said, Will, we appreciate you stopping by the show. Can you believe your teammates at Washington in probably about a month are going to start getting ready for spring football and you're preparing for the NFL draft?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to watch them next year, man. Wish I could be a part of it. I think they're going to make a run for it, but definitely excited for the future on both sides, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you were there. Obviously, Coach Peterson brought a lot to the program. You were part of that. But, I mean, you guys did really accomplish a lot of things, and you were close to, you know, some special things, especially if that college football playoff would have worked out for you a year ago. I think you guys were playing as good as anybody, and I think you had the ammunition again to kind of defeat any team that you would have went up against. For you, Will, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, I mean, have you always kind of been a little bit better of an athlete growing up on the football field?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up, I pretty much played every sport I could get my hands on. I had two older brothers that played basketball and hockey, and so I'm just trying to be like them. I played both of those and played a little baseball and did a little track and, you know, decided that football was what I loved to do and was good at and stuck with it, and here we are now.
Nice. Now, I got to ask, because usually it brings some fun laughs to the show. You and your brothers pretty competitive?
Yeah, we are. They're 10 and 11 years older than I am, so they end up winning most of our competitions, but definitely.
Excellent stuff. So at least there's a little bit of an age gap where they probably avoided the roughhousing with you, like maybe if you're a little closer in age. So I'm curious. I mean, reading your bio and doing the work for your and everything. I mean, Gatorade Player of the Year, high school. I mean, you seem like you were a fantastic athlete on both sides of the ball, at tight end and defensive end. What did you love more doing in high school, and then how did you kind of start to emerge when you got to the college, level, into that position that we see you now at tight end?
Yeah, definitely. And I've gotten that question a lot, actually, in my career, which side of the ball I prefer. And to be honest, it really doesn't matter. I love playing football. And, any way I can get on the field is what I want to do and, hopefully help my team win at the end of the day. But, I had a sack fumble in the Apple Cup, and that was a rock, and downs on offense, and, both equally as fun, I would say. So just truly a fan of the game, love playing the sport, and hopefully I can keep going.
Definitely. And, well, you're well on your way, and like I said, I think you're doing all the right things, and you'll be making your way down to Indianapolis for the scouting combine. Excited to get there and do some combine drills.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Training hard down in Florida with Tom Shaw and working hard down here and getting ready. I think it's less than a month away now. So, excited to show my talents. I'm excited to meet with some scouts, some GMs, some coaches, hopefully, and, let them know what kind of person I am. Kind of represent Montana a little bit. I think I'm the only guy going. So it's an awesome experience. I can't wait to get down there.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Will Dissly, the standout tight end from Washington, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. He was also an invite to the NFLP Collegiate Bowl, one of the top all-star invites a collegiate guy can get, making his path towards the draft. And then he got the granddaddy of them all, the invite to the NFL Scouting Combine. And Will, in case I forget, I'm going to remind myself to tell you right now, make sure you bring an extra duffel bag, some suitcase money, because you're going to get so much free stuff when you arrive down at the combine that you will not be able to pack it all into your bag. I've known guys who've left stuff in their room. I've known guys who had to give stuff away at the airport. So my advice to you is make sure you have an extra bag. And I'm going to text you afterwards so then you make sure you don't. But like I said, be prepared to bring some stuff home. That fair?
Okay, I appreciate that advice. My brothers will probably enjoy that too. So thank you.
Yeah, then your brothers are going to be the benefactors of some extra stuff that you bring back home. For you, I mean, and I ask all the guys that come on this show, I mean, you're playing at a big-time program in Washington, Pac-12 football, but you know as well as anybody, not everybody's going to be in the position that you are right now. I mean, when does it kind of sink in that, you know, maybe, you know, just because, you know, I'm here to be a student athlete, I'm here to get a degree, but you know what? Instead of maybe working at what I'm going to get a degree in, I actually have a shot at playing at the next level in the NFL.
Yeah. That's an interesting question, too, because, you know, I definitely took my academics seriously. And to be honest, you know, the way my career went, playing defensive line and switching over, I didn't even, you know, think the NFL was going to be a thing. And, you know, was able to do some good things and pick up some tips here and there and, you know, advance my play. But, you know, I think, you know, Coach Peterson does a great job of teaching us how to just be in the moment. And, you know, if you're in the classroom, you know, that's what you're doing. You're giving 100% in the classroom. If you're in the weight room, you know, obviously you're going to give max effort there because it's what you love to do. And so it's just trying to find a balance, define that mindset, you know, whether you're doing studies or you're watching film to just try and be the best, you know, at both levels. Because I think, you know, I was really fortunate to go to a great school, University of Washington, and get that degree is unbelievable. But, you know, also to play football for them was an unbelievable experience too. So just trying to take both things as serious as heck and do it the right way, I think.
Yeah, well, you've definitely done it the right. And I mean, go putting your bio together for the magazine and stuff and just kind of see. I mean, you were a scholar athlete. You're a second team All Pac-12. I believe what you received some other award at the banquet that Washington had the postseason banquet. I mean, just team captain. I mean, it just, you know, the list starts to grow and you just kind of walk, you know, you step back and look at my man. This is well-rounded kid who really does it right. And not only is he doing it on the field right, but he's doing it behind the scenes and kind of picking up those accolades and admiration, I think, from, you know, people who want to inspire to do most. And being that rubs off on people, and it's probably going to rub off. It probably already has since, you know, I'm sure you talk to teams at the NFLPA game, and, you know, that's going to rub off when you sit down with these guys in about a month. They're going to get to know Will Dissly up close. I think they're going to like the man that they're talking to. Again, I asked this other question for all the guys that come on our show, Will. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're breaking down some tape with scouts, they're watching you, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those home run qualities where they're going to say, dang it, man, we got to have you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing that jumps out is, you know, I'm not afraid to block guys. You know, I definitely ask my coaches, hey, 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, you need a yard, you know, don't be afraid to run behind me. And, you know, I think that's a different trait than the trends of tight ends coming into the NFL that you're seeing these days. So I think that jumps out right away. And then, you know, just the versatility that I can bring to an NFL team, you know, trying to long snap, you know, can play defense, you know, tight end, can split me out. So just the versatility, I think, is one thing that they're going to love. And then, you know, just like you said, just trying to be a, you know, good teammate, you know, good guy for their organization, someone that they want to have around for a long time.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, you explained yourself wonderfully. And again, I mean, you talked about the versatility, and you mentioned as well the long snapping, which is a great, great little feather to have in the cap. But I mean, does anything go on? I mean, maybe you're a film room junkie, maybe a weight room warrior, maybe some of the things you did offensively didn't allow you to showcase some of your other skills that you think, you know, are kind of there in your skill set. Is there anything out there that we need to know about?
Man, you know, I guess as fans, there's probably some things that go unnoticed. You know, you only get so many snaps throughout the game to showcase what you can do. But, you know, these NFL scout guys are unbelievable. You know, they're giving you, you know, what kind of person are you? How do you learn best? They're giving you all these different tests to see what makes you different, what sets you apart. So they're not going to miss a beat. They're really good at what they do. But, you know, a lot of people see me as a blocking tight end, and, I definitely am proud of the fact that that's what they call me. But at the same time, I definitely think, you know, I can be a dominant, you know, receiver tight end too. So just, you know, I have a lot of work on. I'm excited to get with some NFL coaches, NFL offensive coordinators to grow my game. And, you know, I've only been playing for 2 years at an extremely high level, and I think my game can grow too.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, Will, too, because I think that's the thing. It's like, you know, it wasn't like you've been playing this position, you know, dead on your whole time. I mean, you know, you've kind of adapted quickly to it. And, again, I think that speaks volumes to the athleticism and kind of the versatility that you bring. And, again, I imagine with your creative team, with the creative coaching staff at the next level, I could see a lot of trickery in your future in terms of you being a guy that does a lot of things and maybe become that fan favorite of guys who's a jack of all trades. But once again, Will Dissly, the standout Washington tight end, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks out there listening, you know this is free and available always at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll slap his draft bio page up at collegebro.com. He's also going to be in Lindy's magazine, the draft magazine. Deadline is this Sunday. We've been working on getting these interviews done so we can get the most out of these things, so we can bring you the most information about these young men as they make their path towards that next level. Will, we appreciate you taking some time, and I don't want to eat up too much of your day, but we do like to have some fun with you before we let you go. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
All right. Now, Coach Peterson, one of the more renowned coaches in college football, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Peterson? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Man. Yeah, I think Dan Crane. He's a former offensive lineman. He medically retired. He does a great Coach Peterson impression, and he has done an impression in front of Coach Peterson during our Husky talent shows. So he's a pretty funny guy.
Nice. Excellent. And how you're down there with Tom Shaw. Those guys are getting you in combine readiness, and I'm sure they're working you hard each day. But if you could kind of reverse the role and work out maybe Tom or somebody else on the staff, who on the staff are you going to work out, and what drill or what thing are you going to put them through?
That's an interesting question. You know, I would love, you know, to go back to University of Washington and have Coach Saha go through some of these workouts. You know, he kicked my butt for 4 years, so I'd love to put him through some of these combine drills. That would be awesome.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And how about this one, female celebrities? If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Oh, man, just got done watching The Friends. Jennifer Aniston, I would love to meet her. She's, you know, got a great personality, so that would be fun to take her on a date and see what she's all about.
Yeah, you know, when my wife and my daughter watch Friends, sometimes I have to leave the room if Jennifer and Courtney are in the same room. It's too much for me sometimes. I'm not going to lie, Will. And then the final question, man, your shoes, your cleats, what you wear on your feet. If you could have anything painted on there, any kind of idea or theme, what would you want sprayed on your shoes?
That's an interesting question. You know, I mean, I'm a dog through and through. I love University of Washington, so they have like the Husky eyes. I think it would be really cool to have on my cleats.
Cool
to have out there. Yeah.
That is a cool one. I like that. I like too the eyes. I like that, man. Awesome, man. Well, hey, you've been knocking this thing out of the ballpark. I'm sure you're going to continue to do that thing. Safe travels. We always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Will, and appreciate you stopping by the show.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate your time, and we'll hopefully see you in Indianapolis.
No problem at all. That is Will Dissly, the standout Washington Huskies tight end. And I'm telling you guys, if this guy don't play a decade in this league, I'm going to be kind of shocked. I mean, that's how much faith we have in this kid watching what he does. And then, like I said, if you kind of really dig deep and kind of listen to some of the people we've talked to, really, I think, has a bright future. We appreciate him coming on the show. Again, if you want more Will, collegepro.com. Go to Tight Ends 2018 Draft Class. You go to iTunes and simply type in his name. Or if you go to Blog Talk Radio, you simply type in his name as well, and you'll find these interviews as well as a lot more of other interviews. And we got plenty to go as we build towards the 2018 NFL Draft.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.